Last night's Alton Gas open house in Millbrook First Nation was a heated affair. Community members from Sebaganagadic First Nation and Millbrook First Nation, along with non-Indigenous community from the local area, showed up by the dozens and largely expressed their collective displeasure at the potential gas cavern project recently approved by the province of Nova Scotia. Central to the displeasure was the consultation process, or lack thereof, that Alton Gas and the Crown had engaged in prior to issuing its go-ahead permits. Sebaganagadic First Nation continues to maintain the stance that it does not consider the consultation process to be over and has requested that community members be allowed a referendum vote on this project. Millbrook First Nation, while engaged formally in the consultation process, has also requested a community referendum. The Nova Scotia government has made it clear that the two Mi'kmaq communities do not have a right to this referendum under the province's interpretation of the duty to consult policy. This is a dangerous stance to take on a highly contentious issue, and it bears further examination. Towards that end, I spoke with Tim Church, Vice President of Stakeholder Relations at Alta Gas. Since June 2015, Church has been the man at the helm of the consultative process on behalf of Alton Gas, meaning that right now, he's a man with a lot to think about. Granted, his company could follow the province's stance and ram this project through, referendum or further consultation be damned. And he and his company could do this with the Crown's blessing, as it were. On the other hand, if the mood last night was any indication, there will be resistance to this project. I caught up with Tim at last night's meeting and spoke to him about the consultation process thus far and where he saw consultation and this project heading in the future. For the Halifax Media Co-op, I'm Miles Howe. You're Tim Church. Yeah. You're the consultation coordinator for Alton Gas, or what would be your proper title?
Stakeholder relations.
Yeah. Stakeholder relations. Alton Gas, yeah. So you've been handling the duty consult policy for Alton Gas, is that fair to say?
Since I've been with the company, yeah.
How long has that been?
Since June.
June of 2015?
Yep.
Who was handling it before that?
Other people in the company. Former president of the company, David Burkett, and other people as well.
Any reason for the move from David Burkett over to you?
I'm responsible for engagement across the company and all of our different business units. So,
what kind of Indigenous consultation have you done up to this point?
For this project?
For any project. What's your resume?
Pardon me?
What's your resume on Indigenous consultation in Canada?
Well, I mean, we do consultation in the areas where we operate, in Alberta and BC.
So how many projects have you been the lead consultant, stakeholder, negotiator guy on?
A number of projects. We're involved in a number of projects right now, yeah.
Such as?
Well, I mean, the DC LNG project, Northeast BC, we have a host of, every project that goes ahead in Canada requires consultation.
Okay. Do you meet resistance often, or what would you say?
It depends on the nature of the project, nature of the communities, nature of the risks.
You aware of the treaties in the Maritimes?
Yeah.
You aware that they might impact consultation?
Well, yeah. I mean, we've been, as part of this project, going through the consultation which the province has an agreement with the KMKNO on. So certainly, yeah.
And how would you define the consultation activities that you've done since June? What would they be? Can you outline them for me?
Sure. Yeah. I mean, there's an independent science review on this project that's been undertaken. That reported out July 26th. We had a peer group committee struck after that in August.
So who was part of that peer group?
Sure. It was ourselves as the proponent, the province, the federal government, Sebaganakati.
As an observer or as a participant?
Well, they're around the table, yeah.
As an observer status?
Observer, yeah, but they also, they participated as well. They asked questions. And
did they have participant status?
As much as anyone else did on the table, yeah.
I think the KMKNO was the only actual participant at the table.
No, the Indian Brook was certainly represented at every meeting.
as an observer.
Yeah.
That's Karen, she'll tell you.
But no, I mean, I was around the table. We had lots of discussions. So
they asked questions, but they weren't actually a participant in the process.
They actively participated,
yeah, absolutely.
But their formal status was as an observer.
Can you repeat that? I'd love to be able to edit Karen out of your interview.
Yeah, I mean, Sabaganaki was around the table with their consultation leads, and they fully they participated in the discussions we have as observers.
Right.
Okay. You know,
so there is a difference, though.
Is there a decision to do that?
Right, because they opted out of the process.
You'd have to talk to them about that.
Have you done any consultation with Sabaganaki when they've had a formal participant status?
In what? In the science
for
review?
This project.
In the science review?
For this project.
I mean, we've tried to work with Sabaganaki Chief and Council many times, and you know, we've asked to come and present to Chief and Council, and we still want to do that. We want to fully engage with Sabaganaki, whether it's at the grassroots level or Chief and Council.
So I'm hearing you'd like to, but have you dealt with them in a participant status up until this point?
We've had discussions with members of Sabaganaki, certainly, yes.
Okay, I'll ask you again. Have you dealt with Sabaganaki Chief and Council as a participant status, not just participating, but as a participant status within a consultation process? Or have you just called them up on the phone and they've talked to you and you're defining that as participation?
Well, certainly,
it's a really easy question.
I don't think it is, though, because I don't know what the definition of official participation versus an observer.
A formal participant in this process.
We've offered to go to Sabaganaki many times and do community meetings, and that offer remains, 100%.
It appears, though, that they're not into this process at this point. Is that correct or no?
Well, that's your observation. You'd have to talk to Sabaganaki about that. Certainly, like, we have offered to meet with Chief and Council many times, and we continue to. I mean, we certainly will continue to do that.
Okay. So have you had any dealings with Sabaganaki First Nation as a participant status in the consultation process for this project?
Members of Alton have met with council members about the project, certainly over the years.
How many times?
Since
your employment.
Let's be easy.
Since June 2015. How many times have you met with them?
We've only met with Sabaganaki through the science review process. We've reached out to many community members.
When they were observers?
Yes.
But not as participants.
As at their choice, yes.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, Miles, I mean, we want to engage with Sabaganaki Chief and Council. We've talked to many, many community members, and we still want to do that. Absolutely, 100%.
So what do you feel is stalling this process? Why is there such, you know, unrest at the Chief and Council level and at the grassroots level here tonight? If this is a consultation process that's full steam ahead, working properly, then why are we witnessing this kind of displeasure with this whole process?
I think it's a confluence of issues around consultation.
Such as
the role of the Crown, the honor of the Crown, and the role of the proponents, and the role of Indigenous people of Nova Scotia.
Do you think the Crown's honor has been dishonored when communities don't even have a right to a grassroots referendum to decide whether or not they'd like this project? Is that honorable for the Crown?
You'd have to ask the Crown.
I'm just asking your opinion. I know you're not a representative of the Crown, but are you simply neutral on...
What I can tell you, Miles, is that we've, especially as we've gone through this independent science review, we've engaged fully with that. We've talked to anyone that will want to talk to us, and we'll continue to do that.
But there's no, right, in this whole process.
I'm not sure what you mean by that.
There's no way that this community or any community can even say no to this project. So there's consultation but no consent, right? So you're willing to sign off on consultation and not require consent? Is that correct?
That's a role of the Crown to determine that.
but are you willing to follow suit? Because it appears people here are asking for consent rather than consultation. Are you going to hide behind the crowd and say you don't have the right to consent, so here we are?
What we have to do, Miles, is talk to the people that we're impacting, and we're trying to do that. We have done that, and what we have to do is follow the laws of the land, and that's what we do, and we'll continue to do that, both of those things together.
What about United Nations laws, such as acquiring consent rather than simple consultation? Do you think Canada's following through with that?
Well, I mean, the United Nations Declaration on Indigenous Peoples is something that's at the fore of a lot of policy discussions in Ottawa right now. Also at the provincial level in Alberta, for example, so that's a very topical issue.
So why not ease off on this project until those discussions perhaps are reformed? I mean, we have a new prime minister here, at least on publicly saying he'd like to renegotiate the relationship with First Nations people in this country, and certainly taking steps in that area. Why not ease off the pressure of trying to put this through until that's incorporated into a duty to consult and or a duty to consent? Or is it full steam ahead? I mean, you've been asked here to wait 6 months. Mm-hmm. Are you going to do that?
Oh, well, I mean, we'll have to go back and we'll have to look at that request. 100%. I mean, that's part of what this is. It's a dialogue. And we learned a lot tonight. We heard a lot tonight, as you well know.
What did you hear and what did you learn? I mean, I know what I heard and learned, but what did you hear and learn personally?
I heard and learned that the questions around consultation and duty to consult, free, prior, and informed consent, the role of the proponent, the role of community visa, and the role of chief and council, the role of grassroots versus leadership in companies and in Indigenous communities is very complex.
Define complex.
I don't think complex needs definition. It's pretty straightforward.
Do you think you've created a consultation policy here that's addressed that complexity? Or is it back to the drawing board for you guys?
Well, we have a lot to think about.
Yeah. Before you get started, shovels in the dirt on this project, do you have a lot to think about, or
Yes, we do, of course. You know, every project has to keep pace with what's going on in the external environment, 100%. So thanks. It's great to talk to you.
Thanks a lot.